Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Mishnah Berurah Yomi. Today we're learning Simin Kuf Lamed Tes, Sifim Dalet, and Hey. We're going to talk about the bracha before and after Kriyas HaTorah, as well as covering the Sefer Torah between the Aliyos. Says the Mechaber in Seif Dalet, Kol HaKorin Mivarchin Lefaneha Ula Achareha. Every Korei, everybody who reads from the Torah, recites a bracha before and after his Kriya. So the nusach for this bracha is, of course, Asher b'charmonu mikol ho'amin beforehand, and Asher nosan lanu Torah SMS afterwards. Why is the nusach not Asher k'dishanu b'mitzvus avitzivanu? Why don't we say a birkas hamitzvah formulation? Why don't we use that for the bracha? So in footnote 16, it's quoted from the Prima Gadim that the bracha that we make in the morning of Asher k'dishanu b'mitzvus avitzivanu la'asuk b'divrei Torah registers as well for this kriya of kriyas haTorah, despite the hefsek in between, and therefore, the Prima Gadim adds that one should always make sure to make this bracha before receiving an aliyah. So why is it that each and every ola makes his own bracha? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Yodalid, after Medina lo hayatzarech levarich ki im harishon bracha rishon avo acharon bracha acharona, even though fundamentally only the first ola would have to make the bracha rishona, and the last ola would make the bracha acharona avo haim tzoyim yotzim bibrichason, the middle aliyos would be yotzei with the brachos that were made before and after. V'afal pichin takinu rabbanon mishum hanechnosin v'hayotzin v'emtza hakriya, the rabbanon, they established because of the people who might come and go in the middle of the kriya, shelo yishmu birkas haposeach ve'achosim, some of them will not hear the bracha at the beginning and the bracha at the end if only the first and last aliyos make the brachos. V'yomru shekorin b'torah bli bracha, they're going to come to the conclusion that the tzibur was reading from the Torah without a bracha. Shekol echad ve'echad me'ha'olin yuvarich betchila v'sov kimo shenaog hayom, and therefore each and every ole should make his own bracha at the beginning and the end, just as we do today, in order to ensure that the Nechnosin V'yotzin know that we make brachos when reading from the Torah. Mevarchin lefonah ul'achareha, says the Mishnah Berurah, hini la'achareha shehi birkas asher nosan dechulei amadir abanon. Everybody agrees that the bracha afterwards is midir abanon. Ulufaneha shehi birkas asher b'acharmonu yash deos bin aposkimim hi dvar Torah odir abanon. There is a machlokas whether asher b'acharmonu is a bracha de oraisa or a bracha midir abanon. V'hani mili kisholo berach adayim birkas haTorah. However, that's only true when one has yet to say birkas haTorah. Aval im beirach kvar birkas haTorah lechulei ama hider abanon. If one already said birkas haTorah in the morning, so then saying asher b'acharbanu prior to kriyas haTorah would certainly be midir abanon. Shenitkin amishum kvod atzibur kmo shakasuv seif ches, because this bracha is instituted in for the kvod atzibur as a part of the kriya in public. Im ta bebirkas haTorah upasach asher nosan lanu bimkom asher bachar. What if somebody says the wrong bracha at the beginning? He begins with asher nosan lanu instead of asher bachar banu. So im nizkar kodim shomer Hashem yachasima dahinu nosin haTorah. If he remembers before saying the Shem Hashem at the end of the bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, yaschil me asher bachar banu. So then he should go back and say asher bachar banu and say the whole nosach. V'im kvar omar Baruch Ata Hashem, he already said the Shem Hashem at the end of the bracha. Af she adayin lo omar nosin haTorah yesayim osa bracha. Even if he's yet to say the words Nosein HaTorah, he should finish the bracha, Nosein HaTorah, ula'achar ha'kriya yomar asher b'achar banu. And then after the leaning, he should say the other bracha, he should say asher b'achar banu. Old kos avsham, so the, who are we quoting over here? The Derech HaChaim. Derech HaChaim also writes, Im Omar Bracha Harishona Karoi, Uve Bracha Ashniya Tav Hischel Asher Bachar Banu. What if he says the proper Bracha Rishona? He says Asher Bachar Banu at the beginning. But then at the end, he starts saying the same Bracha. He says Asher Bachar Banu again. So Im Nizkar Terem Omro Baruchato Hashem Nosein HaTorah, if he remembers before saying the Chasima, the conclusion of the Bracha, so then Yaschel Me Asher Nosan Lanu. He should go back and say the Bracha again with Asher Nosan Lanu. If he remembered only after he finished the bracha, yaskil oda pa mitchilas habracha. So then he needs to begin again from the beginning of the bracha and say asher nosan lanu. Vim nizkar la'achar baruchato Hashem kodem nosin haTorah. If he remembers that he's been saying asher b'achar banu after saying Shem Hashem at the end of the bracha, but before saying Nosei Natorah, so then Yomar Miyad Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Asher Nasan Lanu v'chulei. He should immediately transition into the Nosach of Asher Nasan Lanu. He should use the Baruch Ato Hashem as the beginning of the bracha for Nosei for Asher Nasan Lanu. Continues the Mechaber in Seif Dalet. Hoseach HaSefer Kodam Sheyavarich. Before one makes the bracha prior to Kriya Sator, he opens the Sefer Torah. V'roa ha-pasuk shetzarech lahaskel bo. He sees the pasuk with which he's going to begin. V'achar kach yivarich. And then he makes the bracha. U'la'achar shekara gol elu mivarich. And after he finishes reading, so then he rolls up the Sefer Torah, and then he makes his bracha. Why is it that you have to see the pasuk before making the bracha? V'roa ha-pasuk, Mishnah Berurah tezayin, kedei sheyeda amahu mivarich, so that you know what you're saying the bracha on. Now, do you have to roll the Torah at the bracha rishona as well? So says the Mishnah Berurah tezayin, v'achar kach yivarich rotza lomar, she'ein tzarech legal ha-sefer Torah b'chas b'chaso. You don't have to roll up the Sefer Torah when you're making the bracha rishona. We don't have to be concerned that people are going to say that the brachos are written in the Sefer Torah and you're reading the bracha from the Sefer Torah. Everybody knows that the brachos are not written in there. But specifically with the bracha rishona that we're not concerned. Because we have counter pressure of tircha de tzibura, that if you rolled up the Sefer Torah, then everybody's going to have to wait for the Kriya to begin until you open up the Sefer Torah and find a place to read. But when it comes to the bracha afterwards, where you don't have this concern because you're not reading, and in addition to that, we're going to have to roll up the Sefer Torah between Aliyos anyway, so then so then in that case, when it comes to the bracha achrona, the better thing to do is to roll up the Sefer Torah prior to making the bracha, and that is exactly what the Mechaber says. The Ramah concludes Sif Dalid, u'bishash mevarich bracha rishona yahafoch panav el hatzad. When you make the bracha of Asher Bachar Banu, you should turn your face towards the side, shelo yehi nira kemevarich min haTorah, so that way you don't appear as if you are reciting the bracha from the scroll. V'nira li yahafoch panav litzad smolo, and one should turn his head to the left side. So why is this? Why do you have to turn your head to the side? Says the Mishnah Berurah Yud Ches, Svirlei, Dechiva de Bezeh, Lekot Tircha de Tzibura. By turning your head to the side, there's no counter pressure, right? You're not delaying the Tzibura at all. So then, Tov Lachosh, Gam Bevracha Rishon, Alach Hashash, Alo Yom Rebrachos Ktuv Vos Batora, Uchmosho Kosavnu Keinza, Besivka and Yudzayin. So then, by turning your head to the side, you can account for the concern that people might say, ah, the brachos are written inside the Torah. So if you turn your head to the side, everybody's going to know that they're not written in the Torah because you're not really looking inside the Torah. Yud Tes Smolo, why do you turn to the left? Duhu Yemin Akarish Baruchu Haomi Lenegdo, because that is the right hand side of Akarish Baruchu, who is opposite the Olev. As we say with respect to Oseh Shalom. Mihu, says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting some achronim, the Taz, Yesh achronim shakasu da'afichas panav eino nachon. Some say that turning your head to the side is not proper. Why not? Demare atzmo ki ilu eino mevarech hamash yikra rak amid achrina. Because you appear as if you're making the bracha on something totally different from the Torah. Meaning you are making the bracha on what you're going to read. You just don't want to appear like you're reading the bracha from the Torah. But if you turn your head to the side, then it makes it seem almost as if you're making the bracha on something else. Doham esalik panav mimenu. Because you are removing your head, your face, from what you're going to read. V'yoser tov, therefore, what's better to do is lahatzim enov shelo leistaka b'sefer Torah b'shas bracha. Should close your eyes and not look inside the Sefer Torah during the bracha. That way people will know that the bracha is not written inside. V'ayin b'vir halacha, the Biyar Halacha expands on this. Yesh noag in this chosu leistaka vos b'isa miras habracha mishum kavod ha-Torah. There are those who have the practice to bow while making the bracha out of kavod for the Torah. V'chosaf ha-Eliyah Rabba ta'al koponim lo yeshchei gam b'sof ha-bracha. The Eliyah Rabba writes, someone should not bow at the end of the bracha. If you bow at the end at the Chasima, you're going to appear as if you are adding to the bowings that the Chachamim instituted for us, which we are not allowed to do. Footnote 19 quotes from the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish also had the practice to close his eyes during the bracha. What exactly is the reason to bow for kavod haTorah? The Primer Gadim writes a footnote, quote in footnote 20, that all of the Torah shmos hashal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you're bowing towards Hashem. Are you allowed to bow at the beginning of the bracha? Eliyahu Rabba said not to bow at the end of the bracha. What about at the beginning of the bracha? Machlokas Haposkim Siach Halacha writes yes. However, the Bir Halacha in Simin Kuf Yud Gimel implies that one should not bow at the beginning of the bracha. The Mechaber writes in Sif Hey, Noagu Lachasos Haksav Besudor Bin Gavra Legavra. We have the practice to cover the writing of the Sefer Torah with a kerchief with a covering between aliyos. So why do we dafka cover the Sefer Torah? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Chaf, Afa Pishu Miradin Tzricha Lihios Megoleles, even though it has to be rolled up, Kamo Shekasov Sif Dalid, Mikol Makom Nagu Lihios Pesucha, Uve Makom Gelila, Mechasim Besudar Kodem Bracha Achrona. So you can leave the Sefer Torah open, and instead basically just cover it with a covering before the Bracha Achrona. Says that's in the Mechaber. However, the Rama writes, "Uvimedinos elu noagu shei megoleles ben gavra legavra v'chein ikar." The Rama says that our minhag in Ashkenaz is to roll up the Sefer Torah between the aliyos. So, if that's the case, if we're rolling up the Sefer Torah, do you also have to cover the Sefer Torah? Says the Rama. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Chaf Aleph, "Noagu shei megoleles velosagi b'chisoy ba'alma." It's not enough to do the covering. V'chasav hataz the lefi minhag zeshuv ein tarich kisoy. You don't need the covering. V'akisoy havatircha yaseira. It's going to be extra effort for no reason. V'rak be'isha omen kaddish achar hakriya shaper yash lechasos. But when you say the kaddish after leaning, so then you should cover it. Oz mistalik min hakriya, because then you're basically ending, right? You are leaving the kriya. V'hu adin kol makom sheyash zman aruch. Whenever you have a long delay, you should cover it in addition to rolling it up. Kigon shemizarmen lechasan. If you're singing a simin tov v'mazel tov, osh ma'arichin b'misha berach, or if you have a long misha berach, oz mechasim besudar. So then you should certainly cover it up. Chav beis bein gavra legavra, v'yahatam she'in lahanicha psucha, the reason why we don't leave it open between aliyos is she'in kavod haTorah, she'te psucha v'tamten ad sheyavo acher. It's not kavod for the Sefer Torah for it to be waiting for the next ola to come and read from it. Rather, you should roll it up, and the ola should be the one to open. Tomorrow we'll continue, Simen Kuf Lamed Tes, Sefim Vav through Yud. We'll finish up Simen Kuf Lamed Tes. Have a wonderful day.